email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, did you know cows love music? I know a few pigs who do. On TikTok, a new trend has emerged with jazz musicians using their saxophones to engage and entertain sheep and cows. Now, farmer Charles Godby is online now and he says he's been playing music to cows and sheep for a long time. Charles, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Brendan. I'm good, thank you.
So even though this trend is kind of doing the rounds online at the moment, you've been playing music to your animals for a long time. How long?
Yeah, so this must have started about 10 years ago, I think, when we first put in a robotic milking system.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was that there was a lot of new sounds for the cows, a lot of harsh hissing noises that they wouldn't be familiar with. So we wanted to drown them out, create a constant background noise and keep the cows happier and more content.
Oh, very good. So you don't play instruments yourself to them? You're playing music to your system?
I've not a musical bone in my body.
I had a Lisa Simpson image in my head of you playing a saxophone to a load of cows. But actually, there is a little bit of science behind this, isn't there? In that, is it true? Now, a farmer told me this once, another farmer, that he plays classical music to the cows because it relaxes them and therefore they produce less lactose in their milk and therefore the milk lasts longer. Is that true?
So I've not come across that on the quality side of it, but certainly on the production side. So there's a lot of farmers up and down the country that will use radios and play music in their milking parlours when they're actually milking the cows. And that's not just for the staff that they're working, it's for the cows as well. And it's very much like the theory of the Pavlov dog, you've ever come across that.
Will you remind the listeners of that? Because, of course, I know exactly what that is. Don't. Just remind everybody what that is, would you please?
So it was going back to a famous Russian experiment where somebody who was feeding his dog would bang the tin before he fed them. And then gradually the dog got used to the sound and then it starts salivating as soon as it heard the noise of the tin banging. So it was associating that noise with food. And likewise with our cows, when we come in to milk in the mornings or first thing in the afternoon, we put the radio on, the cows hear the music, and that releases the natural hormones, the oxytocin, which actually help release the milk, and the milk speed is much quicker. So it's just making everything more relaxed for the animals as well as the workers.
Wow. Do cows have a favourite genre of music that they respond to?
Do you know something? It's nothing that we've ever come across. I don't think so. I think they just like continuity. So they don't like change. They like routine. So if you're into classical music and keep playing classical music, or if you've got somebody that likes heavy metal, if the cows are used to it, they're going to be absolutely fine on it.
And where's your farm and how big is your farm?
So we farm right in the centre of England in Warwickshire, and we're farming about 1,400 acres.
Wow.
And milking 300 cows.
And you have sheep as well. And do you play music to the sheep?
So not normally, but actually I was invited by BBC to do an experiment with them. I couldn't make it. So they actually took a jazz band out to a field of cows not far away from here.
No way.
And they wanted to see what had happened. They played the music and the cows bolted straight through a hole in the hedge and into the next field.
Oh, did you like it?
But they asked me to do a video response. So for a bit of fun, I went out to one of my fields where the sheep were. I got a big radio and I played the Beach Boys' Barbaran.
We have it. This is so brilliant. You played this song to the sheep. Here it is. Listen.
Yeah.
So there's a trend on TikTok at the minute saying that cows love jazz music. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that sheep love a bit of the Beach Boys and especially Barbaran. Ready, girls?
I have this image of the sheep all bopping along with you.
Yeah, so they did. They all came running over.
Did they?
Just fascinated by it.
They came over?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you watch the video, they're all there and they're around my legs and, yeah. But I think it's nothing to do with music, whether it's the cows, the sheep. I think they're just naturally inquisitive. As long as it's not a noise that startles them or spooks them, they'll come over and they'll want to see what's going on.
Well, sheep are notoriously dumb, right? But cows are really naturally very inquisitive. I've been in situations where cows who are roaming around fields, they come over and just have a look and see who you are, don't they? They're naturally very, very, very inquisitive.
Oh, very much so. And I've had many a time when we've been doing TV work in the cow sheds, and actually they're up, they're licking the cameras, they're licking the TV personalities. They say never work with children and animals, and I can see why.
Kabir, do you have any thoughts on what this trend of playing jazz music to cows has become so big on TikTok? Have you any ideas as an insider?
I haven't got a clue where it's come from. I mean, I've always been suspicious that it was one of these commercial jazz radio stations that have started it just for a bit of publicity. You never know. But
well, it's genius if they did, isn't it?
but it's brought around a good news story in the fact that, you know, we can share with people how we treat the animals and the benefits of using music and what farmers do to help, you know, keep animals content and happy.
Listen, it was absolute charm talking to you, Charles Goldby. Best of luck and love to all the sheep and the cows in your field. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, thank
Let's
you.
Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.